The share of the man who stayed with the supplies is to be the same as that of him who went down to battle. All will share alike. That's in 1 Samuel, the 30th chapter, verse 24. Hi, I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. When David and his 600 men returned to camp to find it burned to the ground and their wives and children taken captive, they were so distraught they wept aloud until they had no strength left to weep. They pursued the Amalekite raiders to the edge of a ravine, where some stayed behind, for 200 men were too exhausted to cross the ravine. David and the remaining 400 warriors continued on, eventually overtaking the raiders. The two armies fought like mad from dusk until the evening of the next day, and eventually David and his men defeated the Amalekites, recovered their families as well as their possessions, and they took all of the Amalekites' belongings and livestock as well. When they returned to the ravine, the men they had left behind came out to greet them. "Forget it, never mind, shouted some of David's men. "You didn't fight for it. You didn't risk your lives for it like we did. You deserve nothing at all." That's when David interrupted. He said, "All will share alike." Today, God extends to us the same amazing grace, peace that surpasses understanding, the agape love. We share in an incredible bounty, an eternal life, even though we didn't fight for it, we don't deserve it, we didn't earn it, and we can't even begin to pay for it. All we can do is graciously accept the gifts that God has for us and then turn around and pass it to somebody else. We're not even worthy to unlatch the sandals of the Lord's feet or even touch the hem of his garment. And don't you want to praise God this morning that we still can reach and touch the hem of his garment? I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. All will share alike.